At Luxury Escapes, they negotiate the best prices so you don't have to. With more destinations, more value, more VIP inclusions, Luxury Escapes bring you the best holidays at the best prices on earth. Great deals, amazing places. Find your next holiday at luxuryescapes.com.
Last high to round out 2019, Michael. We are going to look forward for our annual tradition and delve into what's in store for each of the star signs in 2020. It's your favourite part of the show. Each year we do this. Rose Smith is on the line from Absolute Soul Secrets. Hello, Rose.
Good morning, good morning.
Morning. Now, 2020, looking ahead for us, on the whole, is it going to be a good year?
Well, it depends on your definition of good. It's going to be a very exciting but turbulent year.
Hang on a minute. It's going to be exciting and turbulent.
Yeah, lots of changes, you know. So if you like to go with the flow and you're looking for something new, then you'll probably be impressed. If you like to stay, you know, holding on to ideas or holding on to things, you might find it a little bit more difficult.
Okay, so be good with change. Be able
yes,
to actually cope.
Yes, absolutely. Lots of change going on.
Can you elaborate on the changes, Rose?
Well, different for different people. But I'd say that meditation and self-growth, there's a real focus on going within because it's so busy out there in the heavens at the moment and so busy out there in the external world that people are actually going to need some R&R time. So in Australia, we tend to work a lot and to work hard. And so I think the idea of having R&R is more important than ever.
Oh, see, Michael, you're a meditator. No. You do that every day,
I'll pay that. I will pay that, Rose.
Well done,
you're off
Thank
to
you.
A really strong start.
Rose, if you had to nominate one particular star sign of the zodiac that has won the horoscope lottery for 2020, which would it be?
Probably Capricorn. Because Capricorn, there's a lot of planets in Capricorn at the moment and through 2020. And they're going to be given golden opportunities. Normally they're sort of more conservative. They like to hold on to the past and, you know, change can be difficult for them. But they'll get so many opportunities that they will definitely be changing.
Oh, wow.
So transformation, transformation is always good. Even if you have to let go of something, it's always for your highest good and your highest betterment.
Wow. Well, let's just say you're, I don't know, the wedding singer, our panel operator, and you were born under the star sign
I'm a
of
Capricorn.
Capricorn.
God.
Could I expect any love in the future?
Well, certainly for Capricorn, it's actually more likely. Because there's so much positive energy around Capricorns this year, that they'll be happier than what they have been.
Wow.
Oh, wow, we're going to see
another,
less mopey
another star
Adam.
Sign, Good. Actually, that's likely to do pretty well too, is Libra. Because I really think Libra, both Libra and Capricorns have had a pretty hard go in the last few years. And so things will buck up. With Libra, it'll be more about the home and family and also money.
Oh, okay, money for the Librans out there. And anybody who needs to be on the alert for a particularly scary horror year?
Oh, look, I wouldn't say scary, but I would say that Cancerians, they're likely to be fairly emotional this year, and there's some things going on with Saturn and Pluto.
What's going on with Saturn and Pluto, Rose?
Well, Saturn likes to, again, another one that, who normally rules Capricorn, Saturn likes to, you know, really put boundaries around things and have people sort of in a certain position. And if you get too comfortable, then sometimes the rug can be pulled out because Spirit wants you to grow. It's not so much about being comfortable. It's about growing and learning and expanding in life.
Like the oyster, without the grain of sand, nothing beautiful can come.
What are you talking about,
Carl? I'm talking about life. Thank you, Rose Smith, Absolute Soul Secrets, for that insight into 2020.
And we're going to clip that up and put it on the podcast. So if you missed it and you want to hear more about Pluto and Saturn and how they get along or how they don't get along,
then a good year for Capricorn.
Go to our website and you can actually download that. You reckon anyone will download that?
Yeah, they will. They will in their droves.
So you can predict from the brain scan what the decision will be even before they themselves consciously arrive at the decision.
With pretty high precision.
Welcome to The Experience Effect, a podcast about doing business in the experience economy.
If you don't keep solving it brilliantly, someone else will come along and solve it in a better way.
We can make changes based on all of those insights.
We are living through times of rapid change. We're going to be talking about what you need to do to thrive in this brave new world.
It's hugely important.
The Experience Effect, brought to you by SAP.
Subscribe now.